All right. Good afternoon. This is Chairman Brad Holt, and I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have two items that start at 1:30. We're going to start with the first one that's in order. Consider request for retention of county vessel fund from fiscal year 2025. Retention. There you go. Whatever those words mean.
Chairman, Commissioners, what I have before you is a form that I brought forward last year, which was new last year when I brought it forward. And then this year, I also made sure to meet with Sergeant Roberts to just verify all of the information that's presented here and get a little more understanding from him on why IDPR was doing this. And he mentioned that the U.S. Coast Guard was committing to providing more audits of entities that are receiving funds from them, and IDPR and this program is one of those, which is why we have to provide a little more explanation here for the retention of why we're retaining the funds. And then he also informed me that if you look on the first page here, how the boat registration revenue, that was higher than it was over the last couple of years, and that was due to some funds that were lagging behind from what Sergeant Roberts had discussed with me about. It should level off kind of back where it was before, but there was apparently some sort of holdup with some registration. And then he also just mentioned as well that I guess boat practitioners were starting to actually, you know, put Canyon County as where they're using their vessels as either their primary, secondary. Mm-hmm. And then the money that we get from that is when people register in that manner of whether we're primary or secondary. And that's kind of how our funding gets parlayed from that. And much like last year, the main reason we're just retaining is that there's a certain points of the year where that fund balance gets down really low, or this year it actually got in the negative for a couple months in one of the quarters. A big piece of that was kind of attributed that we're finally getting our new vessel. So there was a lag in getting the reimbursement for funds related to that program there. So he also shared pictures of that boat getting the current build of that. And it looks like it is coming along nicely. So that is good to see that. But that is kind of the gist of this, and just that we're just saying that we're going to use these funds because we do consume them during the year, and then we just get the new registration fees every year, and that kind of replenishes that. But we'd like to have somewhat of a balance instead of eating into, you know, going negative and then having to kind of, you know, a little bit, not borrow, but there's other funds that are there to kind of help, you know, bring that just a level point. So,
novel idea.
Right.
Chairman, that boat has been in progress for about a year. Is that right? Or
we've been
longer?
Trying to get that boat for longer than that.
Yeah.
First thing that we passed.
It was the first thing that we did in January of 2023.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are hopefully slated to get that. I believe him and I talked in hopefully February.
Okay. Yeah, I saw Sergeant Roberts outside the sheriff's office, and he was excited because he said it's finally coming. And so that's what I wondered, is if that reserve was due in part to the fact that we haven't received that boat, so expensed it out yet, but it sounds like that's...
Yeah, that was already that backup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm in favor of this.
I am too. Sounds like a good thing. All right. I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the notice of signs the request for retention of the county vessel fund from fiscal year 2025 as presented by the controller.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. The second item is an action item to consider notice of publication for the fiscal 2025 amendments.
Yes, Chairman, Commissioners, what I just have here, still getting over that. What I have for you is to approve the notice of hearing for the budget amendment, hopefully the one and only budget amendments for FY25. In going through that, so this is what will in turn be published for us to then have that meeting at a later date on the 30th for that. So, in this notice, it's just going over the nine budgets that we're going to be amending from the FY 25 year. For that, those nine, we have emergency management, county assistance in the clerk's office, the commissioners, landfill, court facilities, recorder's office, recorder under the clerk, sheriff, court device, and the SAUSA program. A good few of these are just related to budget items. Big contributing factor to that is that we had the health trust infusion for FY 25 that was not originally budgeted. So a good chunk of the majority of the departments and offices here had enough a budget savings already kind of just built in through the year to take care of that. But a few of these did not, but there were either revenues that we could claim or there would be budget savings to take care of that. A couple items just had small overages in B, but the biggest one of that, I would say, is just the landfill, but that was just due to some unfortunate timing of events for things for that, for a capital asset, so.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Kyle, I have a question on emergency management. Why do A budget savings need to cover B budget savings?
Because the B budget, the A and B budgets are what we're statutorily required to budget for, and the B budget went over. So just like
so the language is correct. A budget savings to cover B budget savings.
Yeah.
Or to yes. cover B budget
overage.
It should say overage instead
of savings.
Oh, second.
That's why I'm confused.
Okay.
And he's easily confused, so we gotta stay right.
Thank you, Chairman.
Motion to just amend that clerical.
Sure.
And then we'll yeah.
Okay.
Same word twice. I even changed.
So, what do you want it to say? B budget expenses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is the anomaly because usually you'll see the savings covering.
Right.
They had a vacancy that wasn't backfilled.
Change.
What?
Because
of the EG grant?
Expenses. Yeah. And then we were also, in that too, we were budgeting more appropriately the A budget side of that. I mean, I already changed the PDF like 10 times for. But obviously, there's always something, right?
It is always something.
So I guess I'll, if you have any other questions or.
We always have questions.
I don't have any other questions, Chairman. I'm in favor of this action. The notice of publication. So I'll just make the motion that I move that the board signs the notice of publication for the fiscal year 2025 amendments, including the change under emergency management from A budget savings to cover B budget overage or expense.
Which one you want?
Let's just change it to B budget expenses.
Fine.
I second that.
Any other discussion?
Nope.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Chairman?
Yes.
Briefly, when we bring this back, the date we have scheduled, I will still be clerk. We are prepared to bring, it's not going to be a time consuming, I should say it's significantly time-consuming. we're going to amend the summary of the end-of-the-year budget. So when we did the quarterly budget report, you know how there were still claims open and being processed.
Right.
As well as there's some late revenues also that Controller Wilmot mentioned to me yesterday that got journaled in late. So we will just do a very kind of abbreviated end-of-year recap to amend the end-of-the-year kind of budget because this amendment is finalizing you know, it's kind of putting the nail in the coffin, as it were. And
okay.
So, but preliminary review, I'm, you know, pretty pleased, but I'll reserve more comments for the 30th because revenues, no shocker, came in slightly better. We were more aggressive in how we budgeted revenues, but still slightly conservative. So revenues did beat what the budget was, and then what we spent, we think under, and we'll provide clarification on the 30th. When I say the operational budget line that's in that template, that's minus ARPA. So it's isolating. ARPA just kind of confuses the in and out of revenues as well as expenses, because we didn't spend what the full budgeted ARPA was for FY25, because we carried a lot of that forward. But when you isolate those kind of non-reoccurring elements, we will be in the black on the operational by, we think, a couple $100,000. So, but we'll report that. So it was close to a wash, which was kind of what, and I'm pleased with that. So, so on the 30th, we will probably just do a simple summary just to kind of recap the full fiscal year and what the revenues and expenses were now that we're closed out.
Okay. Are we planning on a 30th meeting?
It's on the calendar, Mr. Chairman.
It's on the calendar.
Sounds like the chairman was not aware of the 30th is the set date.
Well, we have the day before and the day after off, so.
It would make sense to take the 30th off as well, but.
Appreciate your time.
Make it.
Yeah, I'm worried that I'm going to be the only one that gets to be here. The other two call in. All right. Okay. If that's the way it's going to be played.
I checked your calendars and just want that to be.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Public document. Everybody gets to check it. All right. Sounds like a plan, clerk. Anything else for this? Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.